People ask, do you believe in science or do you believe in religion? They ask me, Swamiji, you were a man of science. How come you dedicated yourself to religion? We see this dichotomy in the world where religious practitioners are suspicious of scientists in that they will try and undo their beliefs. And science has no place for the existence of God in its system of theories. The divide between science and religion began in medieval times in the Western world with the theories of Copernicus. When he propounded his heliocentric theory that the sun and not the earth is the center of the universe, that annoyed the Vatican extremely and they declared it as heresy. Subsequently, an Italian minister called Bruno was burned at the stake for supporting the Copernican view. However, 100 years after Copernicus, Galileo, with the help of his telescope, established that Copernicus was right, and in fact, the Earth rotates around the Sun. He was asked by Rome to either take back his theories or also be burnt at the stake. Galileo said, I will take them back, but the truth will remain the truth. Since then, the divide between these two fine branches of human pursuit increased further and further and further. Until today, it's difficult to be able to reconcile these two. However, the Vedas inform us that there is really no need for conflict. Dve vidye veditavye parachaiva paracha. Atrapara rigvedo yajurveda samveda atharvangirasa itihas purana shikshakalpo vyakran nirtam chando jyotishamiti. They state, there are two branches of knowledge. Material knowledge, with the help of which we understand external nature and harness it for our bodily comforts. There is also another kind of knowledge, which is spiritual knowledge, with the help of which we understand our inner nature and learn to work on it to manifest the divinity of the soul within. So both these branches of knowledge are necessary. There is no need to contradict them. For the sake of the body, you need material science. For the sake of your inner transformation, you need spiritual science. The greatest scientist of the last century, Albert Einstein, put it so well when he said, science has succeeded in denaturing the plutonium atom, but it cannot denature the evil in man's hearts. He confessed that despite the tremendous progress of science in modern times, we still don't possess the technology for purifying the mind. That fine art is presented to us by spiritual science. So if a spiritualist says material science is useless, he is incorrect. If the materialist says spirituality is useless, he is also incorrect. In our lives, we need to cultivate both these sciences. Just like a train runs on two tracks, similarly, we will achieve the goal of our life not by contradicting these two wonderful bodies of knowledge, but by learning how to reconcile them and utilizing them both for finding the fulfillment, happiness, and success that we want. Learn more about it in my latest book, 7 Mindsets for Success, Happiness, and Fulfillment. Do check it out on its Amazon page.